لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
That وہ ایک سجدہ جو تجھے گراں گزرتا ہے، ہزار سجدوں سے آدمی کو دیتا ہے نجات. That only one sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you don't like to do, it makes you that you can refrain from thousands of sajdas. You don't need to bow down before thousands rather than bow down before one. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she said, secret of having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it keeps us away from polytheism, from shirk. A mushrik society or a mu'min society. What is difference between them? This is the most important difference that we have in our life. Then in second phrase, she said, وَالصَّلَاةُ تَنْزِيهًا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ. Another disease in our life is arrogance. And what is remedy for the arrogance? And I said that before as well, and I would like to repeat that, because when we look at our communities and societies, they are being affected because of this kibr. They are being affected because of this arrogance. Arrogance has come part of our life, and it's not a part of life of one or other, that is even part of life of ulama sometimes. Those who have amama on their head, then they become arrogant, they do not practice humbleness, and within the part of mu'mineen as well. So sometimes they say that I am American alim, I am American Muslim, I am American mu'min. So that means there is something special status being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to somebody who enters in this country. So we should think that there is no special status. Wherever we live, all the lands are lands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live as a mu'min. We are first mu'min in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are Pakistani, then we are Irani, then we are American, then we are anything else. Be Muslim first. Have submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then have submission before anything else. And that makes us Muslim. Otherwise, we'll stay mushrik. Otherwise, we will be believing in many rather than believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many who accepted others as masters. And those who have accepted others as masters, they practice them as a master. And they bow down before them. That is why she said, والصلاه تنزيها لكم من الكبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided this opportunity of prayer that you can be purified from kibr and arrogance. Break your arrogance when you come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you leave the prayer, that must be a benefit, that we become humble. We become humble before Allah, and we become humble before the believers. That is what it's been said, Muhammadur Rasulullah walladheena amanu ashiddaa 'alal kuffar ruhamaa bainahum. Then they are compassionate between themselves. When they are within the society of mu'mineen, then they are practicing the compassionate. That must be their quality. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Having love with one another. And if we still have hatred, that means we have not understand. We have not been able to understand the real meaning of salat. Salat does not mean that a person who practices arrogance and comes to pray. And there are many phrases that I wanted to say, but let me just relate with you about Imamat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that she said one of the most important benefits, Imamatuna amanan lil furqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed our Imamat and he has designated our imamat. The benefit of imamat is amanan lil furqa, that we can stay away from the divisions. This is the benefit. That means if somebody believes in imamat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, he does not practice the division and he does not do anything to divide the communities. The person who tries to practice the divisions, that does not believe in the imamat of Aimma alayhi salam. Amanan lil furqa. Look at the secret. What is the benefit? What a great benefit of imamat. There are 12 imams, but we are together and united. They are all together and united. Their message is same. Listen to the message of Amirul Mu'mineen and then listen to the message of final imam. You will find that they are all together. They are united. Number is 12, but that does not make them divided. But in other places you would find if there are 3 or 4, they have different messages. And that is one of the most important secret that she said, وَإِمَامَتُنَا أَمَانًا لِلْفُرْقَةِ. It is a protection from any type of the division. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us opportunity to follow the path of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. And may Allah make her as best of the example in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our tawfiqat. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us with A'imma Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Provide us shifa'at of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. اللهم عجل لفريق الفرج وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Once again, by asking myself and inviting all of you to practice the obedience and to follow the path of this great personality, I would like to say condolences to Imam of the Age for beginning of this month and the beginning of this month for again refreshing the memories, the tragical moments of the life of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. It is narrated that after the death of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. She lived in a total grief, in a sorrow, in the mourning. She lived with headache, and she was bending her head in whole her life. Her body became weak, and when people, they used to see, look at her, she was being seen to be an old lady, although she was only 18 or 17 years old. In this young age, her hair became gray, and she lost all her powers of life. She was always with the tears in eyes and shedding the tears in all her life. She used to become fainted many times. After hours, then she becomes fainted. And she used to speak with her children, Imam Mujtaba, Imam Hussein, by saying, "Oh my children, what has happened to you? Where is your grandfather that used to love with you? Oh my children, where is the one who used to take care of you? Where is the one who used to take you on the shoulders in the city of Medina? Where is the one who used to honor you?" And she used to remember special love of Prophet, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, as the month has begun with her memories, let us make our centers the place of Aza for Sayyida, to make Imam of the Age happy and give condolences to Imam of the Age. My condolences to the one who has broken heart, the one who lives with the grief of his grandmother, who is passing every day to ask Allah, "Allah, hasten my reappearance that I can fill the world with the justice." A major injustice has happened with his grandmother, and that is what he is waiting for. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our sessions and majalis of Aza with the blessings of Imam Zaman. Our center is holding majalis from today and next 3 days. I would like to urge and request brothers and sisters to come and regard this great personality and participate in those majalis in order to give condolences to Imam of the Age. Dear brothers and sisters, our school at Al-Hadi is celebrating 17th anniversary on 27th of April. There is an effort combined with Al-Hadi School, IEC, PTO, and also we are going to celebrate anniversary of the birth of great lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. As school is reaching to the point that it is its 17th year of this school, I hope that you would support a school that is reaching to the teenage, and it is really important that your support is going to be appreciated. In the world, when we look at today's world, brothers and sisters, there is a Zionist agenda against the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, in order to divide the Muslims in various countries. there is a special agenda at the moment that can be seen, and there are hands behind the scene that are promoting that agenda, but we can see the similarity within the actions and events, and that makes us understand that behind the scene there are other hands that are promoting this division. So let me just relate those events where it's happening. Look in the Syria, fatwa of Salafi extremists, those who announced to allow terrorists to take Shia women for granted and allowing them to abuse the women. So you can understand this is one of the things, an effort by this group that follows international agenda of those who are wrongdoers of the world. Based in the foundation of this group are wrong, and that were being with the conspiracies of many superpowers. In Egypt, at the same time, groups have started movement against Shia school of thought, asking to ban the practices of Shia school in that country, considering announcing as a non-Muslim. Shia practices are being prohibited in this country. And in the previous days, in the news, it's been said that an Egyptian student in Al-Azhar University with the name of Mahmoud Shahata, who was dean of college as well, has been called for investigation. Investigation that does she practice the Shia faith? And if she does, then she has to be asked to leave the school or to leave that university. If she is Shia, then she has to be expelled from the school. In Saudi Arabia, so I'm just relating those events that you can see similarity of the events. In Saudi Arabia, government has started arresting people. Many scholars have been arrested, and many other activists from the Shia community are also being arrested. Same country with the Khalifa of Bahrain, they attacked on many areas in Bahrain. In Bahrain, followers of Ahlul Bayt are living under the bars. So that makes us understand, although there are many other events that can be related, a target killing in Pakistan, in Syria, continuous killing and destruction, that makes us understand that there is a special Zionist agenda to promote the hatred within the Islamic community, to divide them. Rather than Muslims, they stand against Zionist regime, they have to stand against one another, and they have to fight with one another. That is what today we can see, a clear agenda. So division and ruling, dividing and ruling, that was one of the most important techniques from the past of many powers, and today that is the same thing that has been practiced. And today our brothers and sisters have organized a protest in front of Saudi consulate to stand for solidarity of our brothers and sisters in Saudi Arabia, those who are going through critical moments, and we would like to give support to our Shia community, our Mu'mineen brothers and sisters, and even if there are Sunni brothers and sisters in Saudi Arabia, those who are being oppressed. In any community where they are oppressed, we will stand with them, regardless of faith, regardless of any ethnicity, and regardless of any religion, because our Mawla Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salat wa salam has said, that kuna lil zalimi khasman walil mazlumi auna always stand with the oppressed people. So oppressed people can be from any religion, any school, or any ethnicity background. We support them. And today, another sad event that has happened in Iraq, that was a bomb attack on a masjid. As today you are participating in Juma prayer, our brothers and sisters in Iraq, those who are participating in a Juma prayer, when they were leaving, there was a bomb blast. With that, 11 people are being martyred, and 30 other were being wounded. That event also is related to this international situation, that in Islamic countries there has to be a chaos, and the infrastructure of Islamic countries should not be established. And the very first time in Arab countries, Yemeni people, they have come up to protest against the terrorism in Syria. I was really sad to see that in Syria, since last 2 years, continuously people were being killed. There was a clear terrorism in that country, but none of the country have raised their voices. None of the Arab countries have spoken about that, but this is the first time, and I really appreciate Yemeni brothers and sisters and Muslims for standing for the cause of these oppressed people. And this is the responsibility of every Muslim, to stand against any type of the terrorism, even if it's straight terrorism or terrorism by the people. We have to stand against that. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. And may Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam of the Age. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Hello.